Hello, everyone. My name is Jun Liu. I come from University of Pittsburgh. This is based upon my work with Tao Han and Aravind Natarajan. This is the archive number. First, I want to thank the organizers to give me this opportunity to present our work, especially my in the last minute to be in this session. Okay, so let's see the motivation. We know there are so many different aspects of dark matter. We can look from different angle of how the dark matter interacts with standard model particles, right? So we want to know more. We know there's something in the center where all these four different aspects overlap. So in order to know what's in the center, we need to specify the model to fully establish the connections. On the other hand, we all know today that SUSY is still alive, survives very well, and MISM has been scrutinized for many different aspects. In fact, it's one of the most examined and constrained models. So we want to start from the simplest one, which is the most constrained one, so we can connect all of them, which can possibly give us a much very simple answer. So in the MSSM, if it's a neutralino ISP as a dark matter candidate, if it's our S-channel annihilation, we know what's the mediators. The mediators are ZH heavy Higgs and CP out Higgs. Whereas the first two particles that has already been discovered, especially the second one, has been discovered and gave us a lot of excitement. Okay. So in the MSSM, if it's a neutralino ISP, it could be a combination of Bino, Vino, and Higgs-Zenos. From their name, we know how they interact with standard model particles. So that's how we perform our study. So we impose the Higgs discovery and other collider searches, including LAB, Teletron, LHC. In addition, we do a bold assumption that the Higgs dipoleton range is more than 80% of the standard model value, even though this is not directly a real experimental constraint, but actually that's one of our theoretical assumptions, and I hope in the future we will know this much better with more data. We also impose the B-physics constraints. We check the thermal radical density and check the dark matter direct detection. These are different layers of constraints we apply. So in our paper, we discuss the impact of different layers of constraints. For this talk, I only give you a snapshot with all of them imposed. Okay. So that's basically the parameter region we scanned. It's basically starting from the point that we really care about dark matter in MSSM. So any parameters related to, very directly related to dark matter, we include them. Okay, so here's one of the results. This shows the Gegina Higgs-Zeno fraction of our LSP, the dark matter candidate. The left plot is before the Zeno 100 exclusion curve. The bounds, the right one is after the. So we see the black points actually is the Bino fraction. The red one is the Vino fraction. Green and the blue are the Higgs-Zeno fractions. We can see clearly after Zeno 100 constraints, our dark matter is bounded to be very much Bino-like in the region where Zeno 100 is very sensitive. Okay, so then there will be the problem of if it's Bino-like, we want to know how they can annihilate efficiently to give us correct radical abundance. So this plot shows us the dark matter mass versus Zeno 100 exclusion versus the direct spin-independent cross-section. We colored them purposefully. The blue ones are those excluded by the Zeno 100. The green ones are the funnel regions where the dark matter is roughly half the mediator's mass, whereas I already specified all the mediators in the very beginning. So this is the half the Z mass, half the Higgs mass, half the CPL Higgs mass. These are all funnel regions, so they annihilate efficiently, and when they rotate the diagram, they don't have any resonance enhancement, so that makes their direct detection rate can be still low. Okay, the yellow region are the neutralino or trigino coannihilation region. Due to a lab constraint, this can only start from more than when the dark matter mass is more than 100 GeV. And the magenta region are with the spermion assistance. They could be a spermion coagulation. They could be majorly funnel region, but with small contribution from the T-channel exchange of the spermions. And the gray region are the blind spots. These blind spots are with some subtle cancellation between the dark matter candidates coupling with the mediators to the nucleons. Such give you low direct detection rate. There are many good works on these things. You can see the reference Hovit, Tom and Joan. They have a lot of work on the SUSY result prejudice. Okay, RB et al. They actually have started the low whether it's possible or not to have low mass dark matter here, and Hooper et al. And shows that actually after our work, we also emphasize in our work actually, these funnel regions are going to be fully covered by next generation of dark matter direct detection. This is even with the consideration of this Clifford Chang et